This week's Rocket Podcast is sponsored by Frazier & Massey Attorneys, located on Main Street in Marion.
Welcome to Week 2 of Rocket Football Post-Game Report. Coach Starnes, this is as hard a football game to swallow, I guess, loss-wise, as we've had in quite some time. It's one of those that you feel like you certainly can win, could have won, and it just slipped away.
Yeah, you know, Chris, I mean, for many years, Crittenden County, we pride ourselves on winning the games that we're supposed to win and having a chance in some of the other games. And that's why it's frustrating as coaches, because we understand that. And we know that wins are few and far between for us, especially with a young group that we have this year. And we just blew this opportunity. We had a chance to win it. And we knew that it started in the first half and we weren't playing very well. And, you know, I mean, we have to have somebody to step up and put the game on their shoulders and carry us through. And we didn't have that. It just seems like that we're waiting for somebody to make the play instead of being the one to make the play. But as we said, it's a young team, and we're learning from it. And, you know, we certainly made our mistakes and had a chance to win the ball game. But, you know, it's just not youthful mistakes. We had seniors that were making mistakes, and, you know, that hurts us. And when that happens, then, you know, you can't say that it's just a youthful, inexperienced football team. So. We just have to understand that we have to be aggressive, make the plays, and execute when we have to.
It was one of those games where, you know, I jot down during the game. Of course, I keep the stats, but then I jot down things that I think are pivotal plays as the game goes along. I filled up two or three pages of just notes and things, and a lot of them were mistakes. Like you said, there were dropped passes, there were interceptions. There was an interception that we had that was costly. If Devin knocks the ball down, it doesn't give us that short field to operate on.
And Chris, though, that's inexperience. Yeah. That's youth, and that can be taught. You can learn those things. I was more disappointed in the missed blocks and the missed passes and the drop passes from our older kids than I was, mistakes from younger kids, because you can learn from that. The other is just lack of concentration, because at any one of those times that the pass was dropped or the block wasn't made, could have been a difference of us winning and losing a ball game, and we have to understand that. And I don't know that our experienced players, really understand and are willing to make a difference and change that way, because it just seems like that we say the same thing every day, day in and day out, week in and week out now, since we started, that we have to find leadership, and we don't have it. We do not have the leadership necessary to bring everybody up.
And it's hard when you have, the natural leader on any football team, as we know, it's the quarterback. And when you've got a young guy like Hunter Boone, who is, this is his first year to start, he's a sophomore, it's difficult to be a leader. I mean, you have to be a very special person, and not that he isn't, but to be a sophomore and to take over a football team, that would be almost something that's hard to ask of a sophomore.
And it is hard, and he's young, and he's doing what we ask of him. He's got to understand to control his own emotions, and when he does that and understands that that he has the ability and confidence in his arm, then we'll be better. He needs to develop the confidence in his arm that we have in his arm, and understand that, when that happens, we'll be okay. And quarterbacks generally aren't vocal. They're the general of the offense, just because of the nature of the position, is as a middle linebacker is on defense, just because of the nature of that position. They're supposed to be the leader on the field, and some are vocal and some are not.
Two sophomores,
and we have
both,
two sophomores.
Both spots.
And it is young. But that's not to say that we didn't have kids that played well, because we did, and they played hard. It's just that, Chris, we simply did not make, we did not execute the plays when we needed to win the ball game, and Hopkins Central did, so we have to give them credit.
And you look at their key players, they're all seniors or juniors, and you look at our key players, and then a number of ours are sophomores, and that's difficult. But you know, you can make excuses all day. Hunter didn't have one of his best games. Of course, he's only two games in, but he struggled throwing the ball a little bit, and had three interceptions, really a fourth counting the one on the extra point. So it was a difficult game for the offense as a whole. I thought Ethan Hunt, again, second game in a row, played very well, and he's a senior, and you expect that.
We expect it, and you know, and I'm gonna say, hopefully this loss, it's a learning experience for the young team as well, that you know, that we just can't go out after the first game, because I felt very fortunate to win against Todd County the way it was ending up, that we were fortunate to win that ball game towards the end. And we didn't win this one, and so we got to understand that we have to work hard and execute the way that we're supposed to, and every play, and when that happens, we'll be a better football team. And, you know, Chris, not just that. I mean, I was disappointed in the missed tackles, and, you know, we work on it, and then we get out there instead of executing it the way it's supposed to, the proper tackles, then we just get out there, we arm reach, or we don't dive, we don't wrap up. You know, and so those are frustrating things for coaches as well.
Got Jeremy Wheeler here, the defense coordinator. Jeremy, is there anything about this game that you look back over and you think, gosh, if we'd have done this different or that different defensively, we might have won this close game, 5-point loss?
Oh, there's always a few things. I mean, I wish I could get two or three calls back, you know, personally. I wish we could have been a little bit more vocal of understanding and not take for granted that, you know, we've certain, you know, people on the team don't understand the situation we're in. But the key thing, I think, when it comes down to it, you know, 17 missed tackles again this week, and one of them was very costly at the end of the first half. We have somebody for a 3 or 4 yard loss, ends up missed tackle, and the guy springs at about 60 yards and they score. And we had two more missed tackles on that same play because of bad angles. And it's just frustrating, like Coach Darn said, because in the summer with the you know, what we're limited on contact, we break it down from a very fundamental standpoint all the time. And then when we get out there to do that, we choose not to, or we don't for some reason. And it cost us again big this week.
You did get your defense got its first touchdown of the year. Jacob Russellberg early in the game, fumble recovery, returned 58 yards for a touchdown.
Yeah, I thought that was great because, you know, last week against Todd Central, we had a chance for a scoop and score, and we just scooped it. We just jumped on it. And then we worked on it this week of picking it up and trying to go the other way to score. And we did that twice, actually, once we scored. Mm-hmm. Another one, Brandon Langby picked one up, took about 5 or 6 yards. But, you know, that's what you like to see is when you show something in practice and do it in the game. But the biggest thing with any football game is who blocks the best, defeats the blocks, or tackles usually wins the game. And you can't have 17 missed tackles and expect to win a football game.
I think that was the third or fourth longest scoop and score in school history. Andy sent me a text when we did. Of course, Andy Hunt listens on the radio. He's sidelined, as we've mentioned before. And he keeps me posted on all these records. I put it on Twitter. I can't remember if it was third or fourth, but it's something way up there. Coach Starnes, I know this is, again, it's that disappointing, a lot of mistakes in a game. But what do you take out of this? As you try to, you know, it's week two. We can't get down early. The long season and the schedule gets tougher from here. And it starts with McLean County this week, a team that's 2-0. And
McLean's a good football team, and it's going to take some special effort on our part to have a chance to beat them. But you know, Chris, is very simple. I mean, you can't dwell on the loss. I mean, the kids, you know, we didn't go out. Nobody went out and said we want to lose this ball game. We're just not going to play well. Ultimately, it's on my shoulders that I didn't have the kids ready to play, and so we're going to go back and we're going to regroup and go back to the fundamentals. And then go from there and try to execute an offense to where we're comfortable with and not trying to do too much with the kids and understanding what we have. And then defensively, we've got to play our assignments, we've got to play our responsibility, and then we got to tackle. And that's what we're looking to improve on. As we said last week, you know, we want to pick two things to improve and get better from the week before. And And I don't necessarily know that happened, that we got better. I will say that, I think Devin Porter came in at center, and I think that he did an absolutely wonderful job when DK went out. So, it's those opportunities that you get and what you do with them. So when we put you in, we want to find out what you made of and what you want to do. So, we also have to mention that we had three kids that injured their knee, and so we wish them well. And Paxton Riley, he hurt his knee, and Jacob Russellberg hurt his, and Devin Nesbitt hurt his. So, hopefully those kids are going to be okay. They're going to see the doctor this week and see the extent of it. But
and all three of those guys played very well, at times during the game. I thought Devin Nesbitt there toward the end of the game ran as hard as I've ever seen him run, and with a passion.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate, but that's a game of football and a game of life, and that's why we tell kids every day that they have to play their play like it's the last one that they will ever play, because you never know, and you want to make sure that you go out on a positive note.
But we don't know any.
We don't know anything yet, so hopefully they're fine, and we'll just have to find out as time goes by.
Coach Wheeler, any closing thoughts?
No, sir.
Well, it's kind of quiet this week, but another week, and we've got to get ready for another non-district game. And I know you'll go back to the drawing board. Hopefully these guys will be in practice, these three guys we talked about. That's going to be
Hopefully they will. But we'll find out, and, we wish them well right now and a speedy recovery.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.